want to create a space where two people who might not necessarily fit the typical mold of Christianity can come and talk about Jesus. And it's honestly probably one of my biggest insecurities is that I don't feel good enough to be a Christian.
My heart was sick and I was stripped away from everything that I had. It wasn't until I was literally backed into a corner and I felt like God was like, all right, just me and you now. And
our Girls Gone Bible, baby, episode 2.
But I suffered so severely from pain and heartbreak and anxiety. And I truly feel that I am healed with Jesus.
Who do you think you are? When did you become a pastor? I was eating steak 3 times a day.
Me? Addicted to steak. We gotta move on.
Sorry. No. Where I am now, like, sobriety is the easiest thing of my life. It's not even a question in my life. So today, guys, we're gonna be honest. We're a little nervous, and let me tell you why. Okay, shh. Go.
Angela, look the other way.
I know I have Ari, so I know I'm gonna be good.
I'll have these, but I'm gonna sound nuts.
No,
I'm gonna sound nuts.
I still put my identity in other people and things that aren't him. And I will leave a situation and come back to Jesus. And every single time, he welcomes me with open arms.
Hi,
Gigi. Thank you.
Is it a cow or a cat?
It's a cat. Okay, thanks. I smell it. I don't need to. Don't say it.
Angela is 4 years sober. Is it 4 years sober?
Mm-hmm. What the heck?
So proud of you.
I was gonna tell you the one scripture that I know.
No,
that's not the words.
Yes.
Hey, do a Christian version of that.
Okay,
it is, yo. What's up?
Can a Christian just level up? She gave me more grace and patience than I could ever ask for. And I prayed every day for a friend like her.
If I need help, if I need to bury a body, like I would...
I will have that. Is it called a hoe?
What's it called a hoe?
The ditch.
Oh yeah, a shovel.
He's coming through for me in all these other ways when I've never experienced anything like this before.
We're never gonna come on here and pretend to be something that we're not. We don't even know how. If we could, we'd probably be a little more normal.
We love you guys so much. Thank you for your continuous support. Thank you for loving us the way you do. We're so incredibly grateful. We wouldn't have this if it weren't for you.
No. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he turn his face towards you and give you peace. Wow.
We did it!
Happy 1 year!
You lost it?
What did you say?
1 year! Oh. I lost my phone.
Okay, guys, these are our makeshift party hats. I went to 3 different stores, like, nobody sells party hats.
And so, how are you getting yours to stick to the head?
I don't know. It's like, I'm so elegant, and so it's just,
you
it's
are
like
such a witch.
I'm sorry, I'm just so elegant and cute with these big muscles. Guys, if you just watched the video, the montage,
Princess Diane is not so.
If you guys just watched the montage that we did at the beginning of this video, you'll know that we just hit 1 year of Girls Gone Bible.
Oh, happy birthday, GGV. And we know this is carrot cake, so I'm going to stick my finger in.
Okay.
Angela. Angela,
what?
This is a serious question.
What?
How are you getting the bow? Just you are.
Is it still on? Oh, I forgot I had it on.
How is it?
I don't know.
On your head like that.
Let's try one more time. Whoa! Look, I can even like.
Can I see you do the Dougie with the bow in your head?
How does the Dougie go?
Do you know a duck?
That's not how the Dougie goes. Hang on. Give me another one.
Do the hammer.
Show me how to do
it. I don't know what made me just think of Dougie.
I am so embarrassed that I just did the Dougie. I have never done a dance move.
You said, teach me how to duck, teach me how to duck. Are you okay?
Disgusted at myself. No, it's your fault.
I used to look it up on YouTube, and I'm teaching how to duck.
No wonder you got into music videos. I'm telling everyone.
Guys,
girls gone the
past is
exposed.
In the past.
New sin white. Okay. Anyways.
Okay. Hi, I'm Ari,
and I'm Ange,
and this is Girls Gone Bible. We talk everything Jesus, spirituality, mental health. Like we always say, come as you are, just don't stay there.
Just don't stay that way.
Okay. Do we always say? Oh, leave it up to me to do the intro wrong. What else is new?
Just like we always say.
Just like we always. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Anyways. Oh, guys, we are just filled with so much gratitude today. I can't even tell you. Angela and I, after, you know, we put that video together, we went from episode one, which I was extremely nervous about because I knew nothing. The Holy Spirit truly carried me through, and we were going through all the videos and just laughing because, man, did we say some silly things. And we just looked at each other and said, God, we have such a loyal GGB fam that they actually still stuck by us through some of the stupid things that we said. Go ahead, take it off, Ange. What did you say?
No, I'll go. But no, because so we had the pleasure of having to go through every single episode, and we were watching the first episode dying laughing, and Ari had said to me, she goes, how did we get away with it? Because we were both saying things that were like, we said a couple of things. No, I'll say we said a couple of things that were not biblically accurate. For example, I'm watching myself, you guys, and I'm like, you know, it's just so funny. I'm sitting there being like, you know, like, I don't feel comfortable as a Christian, and it's all true, but I'm sitting there being like, you know, I don't look like other Christians. I don't really behave like other Christians. I scream at the TV. I go, stop sinning. Shut up and just stop sinning and stop making excuses.
We're listening to one of mine, and I go, you know, just believe what you want as long as you believe in something. Or what about the relationships episode when I go, I mean, my sister lived with her boyfriend, so whatever you're comfortable with, you know?
Whatever works for you.
I'm just like...
And then, but Ari said to me, she was like, how did people keep watching us? How were they okay with this? And I literally go, God's grace. That's what's beautiful about being a true Christian, is that people don't judge you.
Yeah.
They shouldn't judge you based off where you are and give you grace to grow and learn.
Well, some Christians do, but luckily we have a loyal gang.
Oh, my gosh.
Honestly, that you guys give us so much grace. And I think the most beautiful thing about us, like you guys, and just having you guys as our family is like, you've literally seen us at the beginning, and you guys have literally just grown with us. You've seen us when we were just at the beginning of our faith, and you stuck by us, you stayed loyal to us, and it's just such a beautiful family ship. Is that a word?
Family ship?
I don't know, but I'm going to make that up.
It is now, because Pastor Ari said so.
But it's just such a remarkable, incredible thing, just all growing together in faith. And not being judgmental.
Yeah.
You know, knowing that we weren't perfect and seeing the change in us and all of us, you guys, us, all of us are changing together before God's eyes. And he's just so proud of all of us. I know he is.
I know he's proud of us. Not saying that we're perfect. You know we're not. You know that we're not. And we know that we're not. However, I look at those two girls at the beginning of that
of the first episode and us just like, we had no idea.
No idea.
We had no idea what this was going to be. If you guys don't know this, so Ari and I, when we first walked into, we've always filmed at the same studio. It looks different. They've changed the rooms, but it was always the same studio. And our first producer, I'll never forget, not a believer, knows nothing about God. We filmed the episode and he didn't even know us, but then by the end of it, he sat us down and he goes, so what are you going to do with this? And I said, oh, well, I think I'm going to put it on, we're going to put it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to have a YouTube channel. Like, we didn't even know what,
yeah.
We had no idea that we were going to be podcast. Like, we did not know. We just thought we were going to talk about Jesus on YouTube.
Yeah.
And he goes, no. Okay, let me tell you. So I'm going to teach you. He's like, this is step by step what you're going to do, where you upload it.
I didn't know what... I couldn't even form sentences. I didn't even know who I was at that time when I first started. But I know, like, even just watching us from that very first episode, I sometimes was just like, God, what, like, I don't know what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's like, that's the whole point.
I know.
So everyone can grow with you guys and see the transformation as you guys go along this journey. Mm. That's why I'm like, I'm so glad I knew nothing. I'm so glad I had just discovered the Bible when we started this because, you know, everyone, it's just so beautiful. That's the whole point of family, growing together. It all makes sense. He has a plan in everything he does.
I can't believe he chose us. I'm so grateful to him. And we're so grateful to you guys that you've stuck around. The way that Girls Gone Bible has built over the past year, like the way that we've grown, we haven't just grown wide, I believe, but we've grown deep. And so we've gotten bigger, but we've gotten deeper with each other. And I'm just so grateful.
It's honestly you guys.
It is him. And it's only you guys. We are such a small part of this whole thing. It's literally them.
Yeah, it is. And yeah, it's just truly a glory to Jesus, and we owe it to you guys because you guys have given us way too much grace. I mean, like, you guys give us so much grace, and the messages that we get of you guys, they do not go unseen. I mean, these messages of you guys saying, hey, you guys are saving us, you guys are helping us, thank you, like, what? Like, that is truly, because let me tell you something. If you don't think Angela and I have hard days, we do. But it's you guys and Jesus that keep us going. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We will never be able to tell you how grateful we are because we are just, it's all we've ever wanted was to have a family like you guys. So thank you. We love you so much.
And honestly, thank you for the correction as well. Thank you for all the moments that you guys have corrected us, called us out, called us higher. Like, truly, every single one of those moments has been transformative in our walk with Jesus. We know that one of the main reasons that Jesus did this through us is because he also knew that it would call us to a level that we weren't living at. And you guys were instrumental in that for us. Yeah. So we are forever. I mean, if you're ever a part of someone's sanctification and purification and like speaking truth into them, you should be, I mean, that is the greatest honor and the greatest blessing. And so I want you guys to know that you've been a massive instrumental part of that for us as well.
Yeah, and every time you guys are having your hard days, I want you guys to know that you guys get us through our hard days. You guys are the reason that we are able to come on here and be bold, and where we get our confidence from. It's always from Jesus, but it's also from you guys as well. So anytime you guys are having hard days, I want you to know that you guys help us and you guys have been the reason for everything.
And honestly, sometimes we see you guys like go to bat for us too, and I don't want to like acknowledge any, you know, sort of whatever, but like we see that too, and it's just, we love you so much and we see the passion. And sometimes, like, if anybody is standing up for like Ari and I, it's not like blind loyalty. You guys like genuinely know us and you genuinely know our hearts, so you're like, you'll be like, you listen to one episode and you'll know that, like, you guys know us. And we, all anybody could ever want is to feel seen. And we get to feel genuinely seen by, I don't know, a lot of people. I don't know. It's really overwhelming.
And I'm sorry, but while I'm on the subject of being seen, it just takes me back to My whole, like, oh, every time I get like this, I think of that comment we get being like every episode gushing to Angela. But it just takes my journey back with you. And I bring this up because I want you guys to understand. And I believe that God does everything intentionally and on purpose. And I believe that he did what he did for Angela and I and with our friendship. I'm sorry, I have a bubble in my throat.
That was awesome. That was strong.
It's like a loogie.
Total loogie. We're keeping that in.
I believe God brought us together the way he did, rose us up together. We get to share our friendship with you guys every week because I believe that he wants to show you guys how important it is, mm-hmm. how important sisterhood is, how important friendship is for men, for women. And I look back, like I was really reflecting on just everything, you know, with our podcast and how much you carried me through. It's so funny, you know, the other night, you know, I just tell you guys everything, but I didn't mean to tell you guys this, but I will. The other night it's so funny. We have sleepovers every night because she's literally, we're sisters. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I didn't even know you were at my house actually. And I had sweat pouring down my face. I had a really bad nightmare. I act like I'm 12 years old. But I had looked over and you were just holding my hand. And it was like that moment when I was weeping in my hands and you had been there for me when I was down bad and I didn't know you. And you was like you were sent from God, like my angel, truly. And I had woken up and I didn't even know you were at my house. And there you were once again, holding my hand. And you didn't say anything. You were just like, it's okay. And I woke up the next morning and I just was looking at you and I just was like, I truly am the luckiest person in the whole world. Like, all that time I'm sitting there praying for a partner, and God gave me something way better, and he gave me you. And I just want to let you know, like, I God has given me so much confidence through him, but through this whole time, and when we were watching the podcast, truly, I just want to let you guys know, friendship, having someone who loves you when you don't love yourself, sees you when you can't see yourself, is by your side, not through those really good, exciting times, but is there through those times when you can't even lift your head in the morning. That is really important. And I want you guys to know that you need to fight for those friendships because truly, you are just the light of my life. And you have truly shown me what a child of God looks like, what sitting in and soaking in his peace and what really trusting him looks like. You taught me that. God brought you into my life when he did, so I can watch you, so you can you've set an example for me through this journey of what it looks like, that times aren't always going to be perfect, but with God, he works it all out. And you've showed me that over and over and over again, day after day. When we were in those really, really bad times, I looked at you and you just sat like Mary, like sitting there in peace with joy in your eyes still, even through those hard times. You were an example for me every single day this past year and a half. And you don't understand, like, and I know that everyone has access to that friend. And so I just encourage everyone that if you are in a time of isolation or you are in a time of finding God, there are churches, there are community groups where you can find those godly people. And I want you to fight for them because aside from your intimacy and relationship and building that with Jesus, friendships are so important. And I love you so much.
I love you more than anything. Thank you so much for every beautiful thing you said. I love you more than anybody can understand. And I want to tell a little story about that, like, perfectly describes my friendship with you. We were in Texas and somebody had said somebody had said something and you were like, oh yeah, Angela acts like this big tough person, but you know, in reality she's a little softy. And I said, you know what, Ar, you know what's funny is you're the only person who would ever call me soft. You're the only person who ever says that. Everybody else and the person we were with was like, haven't you ever stopped to think the only reason that you're the only person who sees that is because you're the only one she feels safe with? You have cracked me down in every way over the past year and a half. You having your support in my life, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, when the world is crashing down around me, you are the person that I call. You're the person that I go to. You are my comfort. You are literally my safety. I know that I can trust you in any situation and you'll be there for me. You are the only person that I know will never leave my side. I can't thank you enough for being the all you need is one. Yeah. If you just have one person that you know when something goes down bad, that they'll be there for you, you've given that to me. Thank and it's increased the quality of my life. Imagine one person has made my life so much better because of their support, because of just simply knowing that they're there. And you are my joy. I get sad when you don't come places. I get annoyed when you're not going to be there because you elevate the quality of whatever I'm doing by 1,000. You are the joy of everybody's life. Like truly, every person in your life would agree that you are just the joy of all of our lives.
I love you so much. I love you. Thank you. Man, thank you so much for that. Yeah, I truly believe God knew exactly what he was doing. And I believe that you fight for these friendships. And she is just the perfect example. I mean, she had already been in the Bible. I was just telling her on the car ride here. Sometimes I don't even know how she got through these episodes with me because she handled me with so much grace. She never judged me.
Okay, I'm sorry. You were amazing. You've always been the best.
I know. But I'm just saying, like, you know, you just find your person that just will never judge you, who will just be right with you, who will hold your hand. Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so that you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. Using silver-infused fabrics inspired by NASA, Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long, so you get better sleep every night. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. No more gross odor, you guys. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than sheets used by some of the 5-star hotels. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/GGB to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save 40%. And if you use your promo GGB at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed up by a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Use code GGB to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode.
We've also said it from the very beginning that Ari and I are cut from the same cloth. We've seen the same things. We've done the same things. We come from similar backgrounds. And so we just understand each other. We've had such similar life experiences that I think it'd be hard if we couldn't relate to each other. So when things are going crazy, like, we just get it. I wish we could tell the story of when you called.
Let's do it. That's another thing I want to say. Thank you for saying that, because on the subject of that, saying you know, we go through crazy things. I want you guys to understand something.
Gorg.
Jesus is literally has us together right now, preparing us for it's literally teaching me so much about marriage.
I know.
We go through so much. We're in business together. We're literally partners in crime. We're sisters, and we go through so much together. And you guys may be in friendships where you're like, oh, I don't want to deal with that. Cut off.
Yeah.
There could have been so many times. We go through a lot. We accept each other. We talk through things.
That's our thing. We talk. Like every single time we have, I mean, and it's never like action. You know, Ari and I have a strict rule. And so I didn't even know we were going to go down this road.
I know, me either.
Ari and I have an incredibly strict rule where we can hash it out with each other. We can be annoyed. Like, we spend almost 24 hours a day together. Literally. Most days. Like you said, business, ministry, we live right next to each other. We usually are always at each other's houses. We're going to get annoyed. We're cutting clips together. We're, you know, luckily, like, vision-wise, like, we're always on the same page. But that's also because it's not our vision, it's his.
Right.
We're in the same. If one of us tried going in our own direction, I think that's when things would get rocky.
Yeah.
But because we're both submitted to him, we always, he tells us the same thing. We have the same vision, the same direction that we want to go in. But you and I have to work through things. We have to talk about things. Sometimes things get, you know, and we're both a little sassy sometimes. Sometimes we're overtired. Sometimes we didn't sleep the night before. We have so much on our plate. We're a little bit stressed. And so the beautiful thing about us, though, is we have a strict don't talk about it to anybody else rule. We know. We're like this naturally, but especially when we first started this together, we sat and we talked about the precautions that we should take in our friendship to make sure it always stays healthy. And we said that we would never speak about an argument or anything. If one of us was annoying the other one, we would never talk about it to anyone else except our moms, because we know that our moms our moms aren't biased. They love us and the other one and want this to work. Whereas if you bring in random voices, you don't know what energy is influencing them to then say something to get in, you know?
Oh, so good.
So we don't talk about each other to anybody ever.
It taught me that it literally, you have no idea. And I want you guys to know that this goes for your relationship too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. And yes, because honestly, when you let too many voices in and everyone, and because you should vent to people, to godly counsel, like especially if something is seriously wrong. But if you just go to vent to someone and you feed that, whatever it is, you feed whatever's annoying you, you feed whatever's irritating you, it'll only get bigger. Instead of going to someone, like, for example, and this doesn't happen, but if I went to my mom and I said, Mom, Ari's really annoying me because of X, Y, and Z. My mom would be like, I understand that. However, why don't you look at this, this, and this that she does that's so amazing and whatever, or the opposite. You know what I mean? Angela's annoying me. And so you have people that will make you look at what you should be grateful for in the other person.
That's right.
But we hash it out. We talk so openly.
And we always keep God at the forefront. Yeah. We pray. Like, it's beautiful. It's taught me so much, especially it's my first friendship where I have God and I've kept him at the forefront. And that's why anything that you keep God at the forefront will last for eternity.
We pray so much for each other, with each other, about the friendship every single day. I pray. I'm like, God, because we're fully aware that the enemy wouldn't want, like, just like Stephanie said, we already knew, but I'll never forget how we felt that day that she was like, because like she said, when you're walking in obedience, you don't see what you're doing.
Yeah.
We probably didn't see any of the impact that this was happening. I don't know how to explain it, because it's like when you see numbers, you would think like you would feel the impact, but we didn't. It was about at maybe like 6 months that we started to like take the blinders off a little bit, and like and the pressure was so heavy that like if we felt that every day, it would absolutely crush us, and it would crush the friendship too, because it'd be too much. We wouldn't have joy. I don't know. That's something, you know what, if we're being open, if you guys could pray for Ari and I, we have this tour coming up, the first day in Atlanta. If you guys could pray for us and just keep us in your prayers, just protection-wise, and we know that what we're doing is what God is doing through us is really special, And we know that we need some backup. Yeah. Spiritually.
We need our family to be praying for us, so that would mean a lot.
Specifically for Joy, I think recently we've had so much on our plate. Sometimes the joy's been lacking a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's been hard for us because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that we're strong. That doesn't mean that we have joy just because when we're strong. It means that we're strong because we have joy. Because if you don't have joy through the pain will crush you.
Yeah.
You can only be strong through it when you have joy underneath to make it all a little bit lighter. So if you guys could pray for that for us.
Thanks, guys.
But what do you want to read? Let's read a little bit, and then we have some questions that we're going to answer.
Yeah, you wanted to read...
So I just wanted to read just this short snippet from Genesis 39. It's about Joseph, and we talked a little bit about Joseph, but we want to have a whole episode on the life of Joseph because... It's okay. We want to have a whole episode on the life of Joseph because the favor that's on Joseph's life because of his obedience to God and his holy, good, godly, pure heart is something that we could all try to replicate in our own lives because it's insane what happens when you're truly obedient to God. And I just feel like this kind of, I'll read it and then talk about it. So it says that when Joseph was, so Joseph is the man who was sold into slavery by his own brothers. His brothers were jealous of him because his dad, Jacob, he always favored Joseph. And so he basically was having these dreams that he was going to become the leader of everything. And his brothers became very jealous of him, were going to kill him, but sold him into slavery instead. So imagine Joseph gets sold into slavery. And what happens next, you would think would be a really bad situation for him. But of course, the favor of God shined through in his life, even through really negative circumstances. So it says that when Joseph was taken to Egypt by the Ishmaelite traders, he was purchased by Potiphar. I think it's Potiphar. Someone yelled at me. He was purchased by Potiphar, an Egyptian officer. Potiphar was captain of the guard for Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. The Lord was with Joseph. So he succeeded in everything he did as he served in the home of his Egyptian master. Potiphar noticed this and realized that the Lord was with Joseph, giving him success in everything he did. This pleased Potiphar, so he soon made Joseph his personal attendant. He put him in charge of his entire household and everything he owned. From the day that Joseph was put in charge of his master's household and property, the Lord began to bless Potiphar's household for Joseph's sake. All his household affairs ran smoothly, and his crops and livestock flourished. So Potiphar gave Joseph complete administrative responsibility over everything he owned. With Joseph there, he didn't worry about a thing, except what kind of food to eat. So if you see here, Joseph was sold into slavery. And instead of becoming a slave because God's favor was on his life, he literally gets elevated in position to be the ruler of everything in this man's house, essentially. The Lord was with Joseph, so he succeeded in everything he did. When people look at us and this and Girls Gone Bible and what has happened to it and the success that it's had, I say success because we have never wanted a successful podcast. We want to be effective in bringing people to Jesus. That is the success, not the numbers and not the accolades and whatever. But the truth is that just how the Lord was with Joseph, he succeeded in everything he did. I truly believe when you are fully walking, obedient to God in his will, doing exactly what he put you on the planet to do, you will be successful in it.
Yeah.
Maybe not exactly the way that you want to be or you think you should be, but you will be. There is success and there's favor when the Lord is with you.
That's right.
And I just think of right here, all his household affairs ran smoothly and his crops and livestock flourished. The Lord began to bless Potiphar's household for Joseph's sake. So everything was running smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I was actually going to wait till the tour date to talk about this, but I feel like God has been talking to both Ari and I so much about the will, about being in God's will.
And I want you guys to know what it feels like to be in God's will and what it feels like. And if I could give you a picture that God gave me, is he showed me that this whole situation of Ari and I being doing Girls Gone Bible, everything has run smoothly. Mm-hmm. It has felt weighty at times, of course, but also effortless at the mm-hmm. same time. Sometimes we feel like we didn't even have anything to do with it. So we've had moments where we looked at each other and said, like when big things have happened or things have been reached, we're like, were we even involved with this? Because we didn't plan, like people ask us, what is it like, what did you do to do that? And we're like, what are you talking about? Like, we've just been reading John, Luke, and Mark. Like, yeah. we don't know what you're yeah. saying.
Yeah.
And it's like, we have been looking at Jesus the whole time looking at him. And Girls Gone Bible has been happening over here. And so much is happening and so much success and so much stuff. And it's gotten bigger and getting bigger. But we just keep looking at Jesus. And the more we look at Jesus, the bigger this gets. But we are not even focused on what's happening here. He's doing this. We're focused on him, so he's taking care of this. That's why it's just effortless for us.
I know.
That's why it's just like, we don't know how we got here. We're just looking at him, and he's doing this. Like, it's truly, we will never pat ourselves on the back for what's happened here because it's not from us
yeah.
at all.
Yeah. And I remember both of us in our friendship, I mean, I think for you it was a little different because you already knew who he was. So you knew how to surrender in a way that you had peace. I didn't. I tried to control everything until I couldn't anymore, until yeah. I truly didn't have I didn't have a choice but to surrender. Mm-hmm. And I remember when we were on this journey together of really surrender, like surrendering everything.
Yeah.
Like that, the scripture says, come to me weary and burdened and I will give you rest. Like it was not our time to fight and figure out what we were supposed to do.
Mm.
It was our time to sit back and be in a place of rest with him and just focus on who he is. What is his nature? Who is he? What kind of God is he? I had to seriously figure that out mm-hmm. before I was brought to where I was supposed to be. He had to build us up. It's just so crazy when I think about our lives and you, that's why why couldn't you open this door? Mm. And I look back at the times where I fought and why and all my prayers. And I think if he would have given me one of those prayers that I had been praying about, it would have been a disaster.
Wow.
And so I just, it's so funny how, and if you guys can do the same thing, because we were doing that the other day, you sit back and you look at your life and you see how God connects every single dot together, how the words in the Bible aren't just words, they're his promises, that everything he says he's gonna do, these are his promises. He really does work everything out for our good.
That's right.
He's not a God of he's not a waster. Every single heartbreak, every single tear, every single thing we've been through, every trial, every addiction, every time you didn't think you were gonna make it through, he uses it for our good. And so when you're in this place of, oh my God, why have you forsaken me? What is going on? And it feels like a tornado just spinning around your head. I want you to remember the things that we're saying to you right now. He works everything out for good. And if us two girls aren't true testimonies to show you that, I believe that is why God did what he did so fast in 8 months with Girls Gone Bible. He turned our lives around so fast because not to do it for us,
no,
but to do it for you guys. So you can say, hey, if he did it for these girls, this girl who literally never thought she could ever come out of the mental health issues that she was in, to say that if this girl can't, if she's sitting here telling you, hey, I beat addiction because God beat it for me.
Yeah, that's right.
He's gonna do that for you guys. And so just, yeah, it
thank
just
you, Jesus.
I just, this story just reminds me of he is with us. And he, but first, sometimes instead of trying to fight for your will, you got to sit back and rest and let him take the wheel. And your only job is truly, we say it all the time, you be obedient. Mm. You just focus on him. You learn about him, learn about his nature, and just keep your eyes. Every time, I remember when I was going through what I was going through, and I said, but God, keep your eyes on me. But keep your eyes on me. Wow. But I want, keep your eyes on me.
That's my dog. No, it's so true. And I love, I'm freaking out about everything you just said, specifically about, you said, all he was asking was for us to focus on him. And so all we did was rest in him during the busiest time of our lives, the busiest time where we've been the busiest. We've also rested in him more than we ever have. As busy as this was, we were resting in him the entire time,
yeah.
Making sure that if we're good, this will take care of itself.
Yeah.
The scripture, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and the rest will be added to you. Have you ever heard anything more true in your life? This,
so true.
We didn't ask for this to be added to us. We asked for him, and that was just a byproduct of it. This was a result. And we're telling you all this. We're reading this about Joseph because we want you to understand any success or any beautiful thing that has happened has been birthed out of our love and relationship with Jesus and pursuing him. And like we say all the time, reading the Bible has changed our lives, dedicating our life to him, reading every single day, spending hours, making him the focus of everything that we do every single day, making him our life. You would think, people in the world think that to be successful, you chase the success, you chase the money, you chase this, you chase that. I'm telling you, chase Jesus, chase Jesus. You don't even have to worry about it. I'm not saying you're going to become a millionaire if you start chasing Jesus. But what I'm saying is he's going to do exceedingly abundantly more than you could ever ask, think, or imagine. That's what he's done with us. When we thought about success in our lives, it did not look like anything like this. We had big dreams and big ideas and all these things that we wanted, that we chased and we chased and we chased all these years. We never asked for Girls Gone Bible. We never asked for ministry or for you guys. And then he gave us something we couldn't have even dreamt that was better than everything we've ever wanted combined.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, when you say that, I just think, we never want something out of our own desires.
Yeah.
And I think I lived my life wanting everything for me, my desires, what I want. And I think we got a question about how have you grown? And I think that's how Angela and I have really grown the most, is that nothing that I want comes from my own desires. The modeling, I look back and I think, did it come from a place of pride and ego? Is it because I wanted that because of what others thought of me? And so now when you are walking in the will of God, you just say, God, I want what you want. Whatever door that you don't want open, shut it.
Yep.
And if something doesn't work out, we're not sitting there on our hands and knees with our hands up begging, why? We say, it's okay. It's okay. If he doesn't want it for me, I don't want it for myself. And everything you do when you're walking in the will of God, you want to glorify him. Mm. You don't want to do it for your own desires. And that's the beauty of having him.
Mm. Mm. Please preach. Preach. Doing anything out of your own selfish desires will end in destruction. It's never going to be a good idea. It all has to be, like we said, birthed out of a love for him. It all comes from your relationship with him. And I think that's the way that I've grown, because we got that question so many times. That's the way that I've grown, is very similar to that, in that, I mean, Girls Gone Bible has changed me as a human being altogether. As I've said before, I've always loved I've always loved Jesus with my whole heart, my whole life. I really love him so much. But when I started Girls Gone Bible, there was a humbling that happened, because he gave me something that I knew was not from myself, that could have been given to anybody and actually should have been given to somebody more qualified and more deserving and better for the job. But he chose me, so it was up to me in that moment. Was I go? It's as if we came face to face for the first time, because I think we all have the ability to like lie to ourselves and to God, where we're like, yeah, no, we love it. I love God so much, and I'm just going to do this sin and do this and do that. But I love him so much, and we're good, and God loves me, and I'm a great person, and I'm this and I'm that, you know? And
99% of them, 90% of America.
No, literally.
I mean, the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I have compassion for them because I was there, and for the first time, he met me face to face and was like, you're not lying anymore. Either you're going to be honest or I'm taking it. He basically, not because he's a bad dad, who is the beautiful thing about God is that he's not a bad dad who just is waiting for us to mess up so he could take something good away or punish us. That's not who he is. But he made it very clear to me from the very beginning that, like, I'm giving you this. And I'm asking you to rise to the challenge.
Yeah.
I'm asking you to die to yourself actually, fully, truly.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing that has happened to me in my life is that Acts 20:24 isn't just a cute verse that I like. I mean it with my whole heart when I say that I consider my life worth nothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task given to me by the Lord Jesus, testifying to the good news of God's grace.
Yeah.
Just like John the Baptist, I am decreasing fully so he can increase and so I can make the way for him.
Yeah.
I don't care about anything else. I don't care about anything else.
Isn't that a beautiful place to be in?
I'm free. I'm free. I don't care about anything except him.
It's the most beautiful place to be in. And the truth is we say this to you guys because you have access to that.
Yeah.
You have that access to be in that place where you're free, where you give it to him.
Well, that's all. Whenever we speak about where we've been, it's because we want to inspire you guys and telling you that this is exactly where you can get to, too. And the world has lied to you, telling you that you got to chase success and you have to chase money and get rich and get richer and do this and do that and get more followers and go viral on TikTok. Go follow Jesus. Go fall in love with Jesus. Get close to Jesus. I'm telling you guys, it is the only thing that has brought us purpose. It's the only thing that's brought fulfillment. Get close to Jesus and then go make disciples of all the nations.
Yeah.
Are you guys skeptical about custom beauty? I get it. My feed is flooded with customized this and personalized that, all promising to fix my dry and sometimes breaky end hair. But when Pro says custom, they actually mean it. It's no gimmick. Your formula couldn't exist without you. Each and every bottle of Pro's custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients to meet your needs. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your life and beauty goals, and they get personal. Pros covers everything from your concerns to diet, exercise, and stress levels to uncover what's impacting your hair and skin health. They even asked me about where I live, seasonal changes, my zip code to understand the water hardness, UV index, and if I'm in a cold area or a dry area, and it really, really makes all the difference to get that specific. Next, they recommended a full routine of truly personalized products, which were only produced after I placed my order. Nothing is pre-mixed. Nothing is off the shelf. Since I switched to Pros, I've noticed that my hair is truly shinier, more hydrated, my scalp feels better, it's getting longer, my blonde looks better, and honestly, I'm just so grateful that Pros actually works, you guys. You try so many of these gimmicky products that don't actually make a difference, and Pros truly does. But don't just take my word for it. In a third-party, double-blind, dermatologist-supervised, controlled clinical study, aka the gold standard in research studies, Pros prove that personalization works better than off-the-shelf alternatives. Try it for yourselves, you guys, and get your healthiest hair in 30 days or your money back.
Prose is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering my listeners an exclusive trial offer so you can see the difference that custom care can make. 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/GGB. That's prose.com/GGB for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. prose.com/GGB. Thank you, Prose, for sponsoring this video.
I fasted last week and I felt called to read Job again. I had read it before, but I always kind of questioned the story of Job and why did God really make him suffer the way he did, you know?
It's hard to understand.
It is. And I really relate to Job because although I didn't have, I mean, he really went through it. I, at a time
so
where...
So did you.
I also, when I went... My testimony is when I felt like I had everything just ripped from me. I was really just stripped of everything. And so I went back and I read Job. And there was a part in this that I said, uh-huh, this makes sense. And so for all of you guys who don't know about Job, Job was a man of integrity. He was just a really good, good, righteous man who did the right thing always and, you know, served people and had a really beautiful family. And then all of a sudden he had everything just taken from him. And so as I was reading the story of Job, I come to this part and it says, "What I always feared has happened to me. What I dreaded has come true. I have no peace, no quietness. I have no rest. Only trouble comes." So I read this and I said, wow, this is exactly what this story is about. Mm. And this is exactly what I had gone through. Mm. What you feel, sometimes what you fear, and I went through this through my whole journey. I had feared of losing the person I love. I had feared of losing my career. Mm. And then all of a sudden, God said, oh, you fear that? And he strips you of all of it. And then you're sitting there. You have no peace. You have no rest. And you're wrestling with God. All through Job, he's sitting there. God, how could you do this for me? And he's so angry. And he's fighting with him. And he's saying, I want to come face to face with him. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk to him because I have always done the right thing. How could he strip me of everything I love? Mm-hmm. All through Job, you'll read that, right? And then at the end of Job, it's God saying to him, do you still want to argue with the Almighty? You are God's critic, but do you have all the answers? And then at the very end, Job says, you said, listen, and I will speak. I have some questions for you, and you must answer them. I had only heard about you before, but now I have seen you with my own eyes. I take back everything I said, and I sit in dust and ashes to show you my repentance. When I read that, I said, wow, that's exactly what I went through. Mm. I had only heard of you before, but now I see you. Mm. And sometimes that's what God will do. Because during my journey, I heard of God. I had some seeds planted, but I didn't know him. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until he stripped me of everything I knew. He took everything that I thought was so precious for me, my career and that person that I loved. And he showed me through every single brokenness, every single thing that I went through, he was really just showing me. He was really building me. He was really just putting that rejection that I was feeling was really just a mirror he was putting in front of my face to show me who I really was.
Yeah.
And for some of you listening, you think that rejection is the end of you, but really that rejection is for God to really just show you who you are, how strong you are. He wants to build you. He's got a strategy and a plan, and that's what he was doing for Job. He had a strategy this whole time. He ended up multiplying everything he had lost. He ended up multiplying it for him. And that's what he did for me. That's what he did for me. And so, you know, and I love this where he said, I had only heard about you before, but now I have seen you with my eyes. To be honest with you, I didn't really see him until I went through hell, until I went to the pits of fire, until I struggled, all of those hard nights, all those nights I didn't make it through. That's when I got to see God. And I know, I read the struggles that you guys are going through, the hardships you're going through. Some of you guys are sick. Some of you guys are dealing with ill parents. Some of you are so heartbreaking, you don't know if you'll ever see the light of day. You feel so worthless. You feel so depleted. I know. We were both there. We were both down at the bottom. I know I tell you guys, I was really low. I was really at the bottom. No, you guys have no idea. What I say to you is just a little teeny bit of what I'm telling you. I was so dead. I was dead but living. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And half of the battle here is not being seen and not feeling so alone. And I want you guys to know you aren't alone. We were there. We were at the bottom, okay? And you guys will make it through. And just like Job made it through. And I just want you guys to know sometimes he has to take away the things that you have made an idol over, where you think without that you'll be nothing, to show you that he is all you need. And what he has for you is far greater than what you can even fathom. Mm-hmm. And that's what he did for us.
Amen.
So I want you guys to know that whatever bondage that you have, whatever bondage that you have over your life, God will expose that, but it's up to you to give it up. You don't want to give it up. You're going to keep going through hell, going through just pain and suffering. The minute I said, that's it, I give it up, that's when he says, okay, now I can get to work in your life and show you where you're supposed to go.
The best parts of our life only came out of a place of surrender.
Yeah.
That the best life you could possibly live is on the other end of your obedience. It's on the other end of your surrender. And so I want you guys to truly, for the first time, maybe it's the first time in your life, you're actually choosing to surrender to God and surrender to his will. And what does that look like? You have to change your perspective on what your life should look like. Understand, because I feel like a lot of the time, the way that we come to God is that we bring him our will and we say, here, God, now give me the strategy on how to like figure out my hopes and dreams and fulfill my plan. But he wants us to come with open hands so he can take, like he took Ari, the things that she loved, like he took it from Job as well. He wants to come take all of that. So we have to have open hands ready to give it to him so he can replace it with the life he actually has for us. Let go of your life. Let go of your expectations. You might be in a situation where your whole world was just flipped upside down. I don't know what could happen, but you could be in a place where you have no idea what's next. You thought it was going to look a certain way, but it looks completely different. I want you to know that that's actually a really great place to be. Finally, you're a blank slate the way that you're supposed to be. If you've been stripped of everything, that is God's favorite place to work. Let go of it. Understand that he's about to move. Mm-hmm. He's gonna move. He's doing it right now. I pray in the name of Jesus that in the spirit right now, he's orchestrating things. He's organizing things just like he did in Joseph's life where everything was seamless and in order. He's doing the same thing in your life right now.
Yeah.
Just surrender and let it go.
Yeah. The most comforting thing ever that I always say is God will never withhold something that is supposed to be yours.
Yeah.
And so it's truly so comforting. And as soon as you get to know God, you will know that you can trust him with every single being inside of you. He is good. He is for us. He's not against us. He loves us. And he loves us more than the way he loves us. No one loves us the way he loves us. So do you think he's trying to hold things from you? Do you think he's trying to hurt you? No. Every little thing, every little pain in your life is actually for your good. So when you're going through a storm, you can say, oh, he's up to something. And so that storm isn't as tough because you know he's doing something.
Yeah.
So you go through the storm easier.
Yeah.
It's easier when you know you have a God that you can trust.
you know, I pray, I feel like God has put on my heart, I pray for a season of newness for you guys. There's scripture that says you shouldn't put old wine into new wineskins. Mm-hmm. And so there's some of you guys who are trying to put old wine in new wineskins. You're trying to take your old life, your old boyfriend, your old girlfriend, your old people, your old friends, your old habits and addictions, and see your old sin, and you're trying to bring it into the new life that God has for you. And he's telling you to leave it behind. Mm-hmm. Enough is enough. That's not for you. We got to say bye to those things. Stop trying to put the old into the new. So I pray for a season of newness in your life and in our lives, a new season, new relationships, new friendships, new purpose, new identity in Jesus, new encounters with Jesus, encountering him in a way that you never have. Newness, fresh, fresh, fresh. Jesus, for all of us and all of our listeners, God, just newness and fresh. We receive it in Jesus' name. I believe we're all entering a season of just
newness.
Newness.
I love that so much.
I love newness. You so much.
Are we up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, 1 year of Girls Gone Bible. Who knows what God has in store for us and for you guys. All I know is we hope that we get to do it with you because we love you in a way that we didn't think was possible. How can you love people you've never met before? I don't know, but it's possible because we feel it.
Yeah. We love you so much. Thank you. We will say this every episode from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you. Thank you for standing by us through our whole journey, for making us feel seen, for never judging us, for loving us mm-hmm. so unconditionally, for never condemning us for things that we didn't know at the time. Thank you.
Thank you for your grace. Thank you for not counting us out.
Yeah.
Thank you for not being like, oh, these girls, they're... No, you guys saw it and you guys were open and you guys were like, but there's some... They're missing up a little bit. They're missing the mark a little bit. You know, sometimes they still miss the mark. I'm so sorry. We love you guys so much, truly. And I love you.
I love
and
you.
And I love Jesus. And
we
we're
love
just,
you, Jesus.
Oh, man. We love you. Guys, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you. May he turn his face towards you and give you peace and newness. In Jesus' name.
We love you.